AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is cutting interest rates again. It comes as the transition starts to a Trump administration.
The 0.25% drop follows September's half-point reduction, the first in more than 4 years. The rate had been at a four-decade high as the Fed fought the worst inflation in four decades. The central bank had projected cuts next month and next year, but that's become less likely due to, among other things, Trump's policies that are expected to boost inflation.
In the near term, the election will have no effects on our policy decisions.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's too early to predict what will happen longer term, but he did rule out resigning if Trump, who has long criticized him, asks him to.
Would you go?
No.
And says Trump cannot fire or demote him, as he reportedly tried to do while in office.
Not permitted under the law.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks were mixed, the Dow down about a half point. President Biden says he realizes it's a difficult time for his supporters, especially his staff. Their time at the White House is wrapping up.
It's been a historic presidency. Not because I'm president, because what we've done, what you've done. A presidency for all Americans.
The president did not mention comments critical of him for not getting out of the race sooner. This is Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He was very proud, and when he made that decision to hand over the torch, pass the torch to the vice president, he believed it was the right decision to make at that time. He believed that she was ready. She was ready to lead on day one.
Dozens of homes have been destroyed northwest of Los Angeles. Steve Taylor's home for 40 years in Camarillo, California, is gone.
I got up on the roof and started hosing down the roof, and then it just started coming.
This is AP News. The CDC wants expanded testing and treatment for workers at farms where animals have been infected with bird flu. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
The new guidance comes after a study that suggests the virus known as H5N1 influenza may be spreading more widely than the cases already identified. Blood tests of 115 dairy workers on farms in Michigan and Colorado revealed 8 workers, 7% of those tested, had bird flu antibodies, but only 4 of those workers reported feeling sick. All 8 cleaned milking parlors and didn't use face masks. Officials say the risk to the public remains low, and more testing and treatment would help keep workers safe, limit transmission, and reduce the possibility of the virus mutating. I'm Jennifer King.
Republican David McCormick has flipped a pivotal Pennsylvania Senate seat. He ousted Democrat incumbent Bob Casey. It pads the Republican majority in the Senate. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.